I'm Ennis Ranson, and welcome to Talking Wardrobe. Today, I'm joined by TV personality, presenter, social media star, and my best friend, Fern McCann. I can't wait to get into this chat all about our styling journey together, tips for looking confident, even when you don't feel it, and the necessity of Crocs. So, Fern, what are you wearing today?
This ensemble is John Lewis, is it?
Yes, Guestus.
It's a designer.
Yes.
Who are they, Guestus?
I don't know. I just like their stuff. I like the shoulder pads.
Yes, amazing silhouette. So look, it's like cinched in here.
We're enjoying cinch waist.
I love a cinch waist.
Yes.
So oversized cuff. Love this like pointed. You've got this
I
as
just
well.
Actually, we're what's that saying? Besties don't copy, they match.
Love it.
That's us.
But yeah, I've come from this morning and it was just absolutely perfect. And I've had so many compliments about it. I'm going to be honest, it's not my favourite colour, but it just fits. And I think that's how we tend to dress me, isn't it? It's like...
For the occasion.
For the occasion.
Definitely. Yeah. This isn't your day-to-day look.
Absolutely not.
This is a Alex Levy, This Morning Show, TV look.
So I still want to look cool when I'm doing something like that. And I think over the years when I've had a This Morning segment or something similar, and then we almost dressed me to look like someone that I wasn't. So yes, of course, you need to dress appropriately to whatever you're going to. But at the same time, I still want to look cool.
Definitely. You still want to be Fern McCann.
Still want to be Fern McCann with a shoulder pad.
We're enjoying the shoulder pads.
I have entered into my boss babe cringe because I hate that term, but boss babe era. No, but I feel like when I have a shoulder pad, it gives me a little bit of confidence.
It's like that 80s power suit.
Oh, I just love it. I love like a jacket with a shoulder pad, a shirt, which we've been doing a lot. Just very much
so
here for
fun.
It.
And if you had to sum up your style in three words, I'm excited to hear what you say for this. Because it changes.
Well, what there's a problem with this because I don't want to sound too self-indulgent that I'm like, I'm this, I'm that. But I was gonna start off with cool.
I think cool.
Cool. Cool. Relaxed. And I want to say sexy, but it's not.
It is sexy.
Yeah, because even in a shirt, you can feel really sexy.
Exactly.
Even in a blazer, you can feel sexy.
I think it's cool, effortlessly, with a hint of sexiness.
That wasn't three words, babes.
No,
that
true.
Was a whole phrase. I mean,
I
just got three words. It's cool, effortless, laid back,
sprinkled.
With a hint of sexy. We'll be here all day. Yeah, no, and do you know what? It's taken a good few years because yes, I dress to the occasion, but, and I like to play with that and have fun, but I have nailed down, we have, because it has been a collaborative effort. I have nailed my uniform.
You have a uniform.
I have a uniform. And even like we went out the other night, me and my mum and the kids, we went to this like Paddington Bear experience in London. My mum's like, what are you going to wear? And I'm like, it'll be jeans and a top.
Jeans and a nice top.
Jeans and a nice top. And I love like a pointed flat. I'm not wearing trainers anymore.
She's out of her trainer era.
Out of my trainer
era. How does Laurie feel about that? Because he likes a trainer.
Oh, I feel really devastated for him. Do you remember when he bought me all of them? Yes. What are they?
He got you a brilliant collection.
Are they Air Maxes?
Yeah.
Or Dunks?
I think he got
Don't
you
know
a mix.
The difference.
But they've been dunked in the bin.
No, they haven't. I feel too... No, because I feel like I've only worn some of them once, maybe not even any times at all. And I'm like, are they a collectible? I don't know. Because he was like, the pandas, I've got to get you them. And I was like, okay. And
trainer people get into it, don't they?
I'm not into it.
No.
I've got a pair of Asics.
Perfect.
From Net-a-Porter, so it's a little bit bougie.
Ooh.
Can't say that I am a keen runner because they're known for being a running shoe. But I would wear them to the gym and I would wear them over like a baggy trouser, like those nice checked brown trousers that I've got from Zara. Love anything oversized. Nice tight top with an oversized trouser. And then I'll wear the little trainers underneath, but you can hardly see them.
Yeah, perfect. Mm. What would you say your style was in your early 20s?
Oh, okay. I had this moment in sixth form.
Yes.
Where, have I told you about
No.
this? Where I was like, right, I want to be edgy and cool because I took art for A-levels and I was surrounded by these really cool, edgy, artistic creatives. And I never forget it. I got the train to Chelmsford. It's like one or two stops from where my school was. And I went and got like one of them ear piercings. And I was like, okay,
I'm cool now.
I'm so cool. So, I mean, I've still got this little one here. They've sort of, I once had, why am I getting into this? I once had them all up the ear.
Did I ever, was that?
Couldn't sleep. Could not sleep a wink. Because it's so painful. But anyways, yes. So I just decided in sixth form that I wanted to be different and started exploring with fashion. And I think, even joining TOWIE, like the image and the fashion was quite distinctive and I guess iconic. It was like the birth of and the explosion of bandeau, bandage yes. type dresses.
But you wasn't a bandeau, bandage
no.
girl.
And that's the thing, like as much as I sort of look back and I'm like, oh, cute, whatever. When I went on that show, it wasn't a purposeful decision, but I was like, I wanted to feel different.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always been like that.
I think so. I would say as well, a bit tiny tad boho.
Yes.
And you used to always have your own accessories. You loved a choker.
Yes. I was in the Sugar Hut with one of them saggy beanies hanging off my head and I'm so cringing out now because Essex girls are glam and I was there in like a, what's like the black and white chessboard print.
Yeah, checkered.
I was in like a dress like that, dog tooth, cute little dress. It was kind of a little bit 60s, and then I had one of them knitted beanies on.
That is edgy and cool.
You pull off the back, had a little bob coming out the front, and I was on a piano in the Sugar Hut. No fake tan or lash in sight. Saggy knitted beanie. So yes, that's the thing. I liked being alternative.
I think you still have that, and that's probably how you've had success, being slightly different to everyone in a nice way.
Yes.
I love
it. But it's funny because the world that we live in now, and I feel like it's having its full circle moment, but we speak about this all the time with Instagram and how, I mean, do you remember the whole like beige and neutral era, how everyone was just like gone so boring? And I mean, she says as she sat here in a neutral grey.
we've completely contradicted ourselves.
No, but everyone just went really sort of like monochrome and nudes. And I get if that's someone's brand, but with social media, you can get so lost and you can almost sort of get further away from your style because everything is more accessible. And I find that people are almost losing their individuality.
We always speak about this with Instagram. I think it completely like dulls your sparkle in the sense of you feel, oh, that person gets loads of likes, so I've got to dress that way.
Yeah.
Or they're really popular, so maybe I should wear a beige blazer.
Yeah.
I actually look awful in a beige blazer and should never wear a beige blazer.
I look terrible in beige, full stop.
Same.
I mean, the only thing that, yeah, I just feel like beige is not my colour. I do like that whole colour analysis thing.
Yeah, so what are you? Do you know?
Well, I did speak to ChatGPT about it and I'm still more confused. I don't know, but I feel like I don't know.
We've realised you hate red. That is a colour you hate.
Hate red. I don't like those like bold Colbert blues or bold. I do like a green, but it's got to be this certain shade.
Shades.
But I'm not afraid of colours and print.
No.
But yeah, I think that going back to the social media thing, it's really hard when you haven't got when you're not like super strong on your identity and with fashion, that you can just get swayed. And then you're like, who am I now?
And you feel
like,
lost.
What do I even, yeah, so it's like, I really loved it when we was like, right, we stripped back. I mean, the amount of wardrobe clear out, Sel, that I've got you around doing. But I was ruthless on my last move and I had so much stuff. And then I was like, I feel like less is more is so far beneficial for me because I can see what I'm dealing with and it's easier to get dressed and nailing your uniform. I mean, if you want to give people some tips, because that has been revolutionary for me, because now I'm like, right, yeah, I know what to wear and I don't have to. I mean, it got to a point where I was always asking for your opinion does this look good? Da, 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 not maybe feeling like I knew what was good. And now I'm like, right, no, this is what suits my body shape and everything like that.
But I think that is part of being in the public eye, that you had so many eyes on you at so many different points in your life that the last thing you even wanted to think about was, does my outfit look okay? So you almost depended on other people saying, rather than your own individual style. Mm. And you can dress.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the flow that we've got at the moment. Obsessed with it, actually. Where you will do me an order because I am going to say it right now. I absolutely hate shopping, kind of on the wrong podcast.
I know. And how we're best friends.
No, I hate it. I hate the experience. I went to Westfields the other day and it was awful. Actually, the last two times that I went to Westfields, I just had a Morpheus 8.
Oh no.
My face was bright red and I was walking around thinking, no, what have I done? And I picked up a coat from Uniqlo because I needed like a rain mac for Disney. Got it home. My mum's like, it's missing the belt.
Oh no.
So it's just, I'm just not good. For you. It's not for me. And then the other time I had the girls and that was just so stressful. Taking Sunday by herself, she's really getting into it and she really enjoys it. But I don't like the process of trying things on. I don't know if it's like a sensory thing, because when I was younger, this is facts, I used to say that clothes were spicy.
Spicy?
Spicy on my skin.
So like itchy or hot or?
No, just irritating.
You are known to be nude a lot.
Love it. It's so underrated. It's so...
You should live on a beach. In a bikini. God,
I feel like this is a documentary. I'm going to call my agent after. Yeah, I love that. I love anyone likes it where their clothes just fit them well and it's not uncomfortable and just a good fit. I don't think you can argue with.
I think you like feeling free, and when something fits, you're free to be and perform and
well, you can then just show up as your best, can't you, because you feel good in the clothes.
And do you think what's influenced your style most, becoming a mum or the work you're in?
Do you remember when I went through that phase where I just had Sunday and I was like, I don't want to look like a mum? Mumsy was the buzzword.
And I was like, I can't. Everything. But is it mumsy?
No, because you go through like an identity shift after having children. And I've had that. Like it's an evolution with fashion. But I just had this thing where I think I was single at the time as well. I was a single mum. I was single and 27. And I felt like I didn't want to. And it wasn't at all the fact that I was a mum, because I was such a proud mum, but I just wanted to, I don't know, I was clearly going through some stuff there where I just wanted to be desired and clearly felt like mumsy was not the one. But now I think what influences my style is I really do, we love Rosie Huntington Whiteley, doesn't she?
Yeah. And I love how she looks effortless but pulled together.
Exactly. And we're similar ages. Me and Rosie, my bestie. We're similar ages. We've got, children, but she's just still so cool.
And it's
exactly that. She looks so well put together. Love her. I mean, you're my influence.
Oh, that's babe. A compliment.
Well, because you're the one styling the outfit. So who is your influence for me?
I would say Rosie. I definitely am influenced by, but I take bits. And what I think is really fun about you, and what I always say I love styling and working with you, because it is always a bit of a collaboration, is you aren't afraid to try things. Like you said when you was on TOWIE, you're not afraid to get it wrong.
Yes.
And I think that's really lovely space to be in, because okay, sometimes it doesn't go right. Yeah. But then you learn from it, or, sometimes maybe you'll be like, I wish I did this hair or this, but you're never aggressive over it and you don't let it affect you. You're just like, lesson learn.
Yeah. Well, I think fashion can be so fun and it's like such a release, isn't it? And you can be playful with it. And that's why I love the collaborations, whether we're dressing for a red carpet and we just create almost like a brief and a character, and I try to channel that energy, and that it feels just so creative, and I love that element of it.
I love watching Fern McCann on a red carpet. That is one of my favourite places of you.
And now I'm sat here with a flipping fringe.
Because of your latest red carpet. I am enjoying the fringe.
Yeah, yes, yes. So I decided moments before the last red carpet at the Pride of Britain Awards to get a fringe chopped in.
How many hours before the carpet?
Oh, it was 10 minutes. But only you.
That would be a decision. People are like, should we do this? Let's discuss it. Let's get a Zoom.
Because we had the fake fringe, but it looked like a toupee. It was just the maddest thing. And I'm like, I look at people like on Instagram who have these fake fringes, Maya Jammer, Maura Higgins, Sarah Rashcroft. And I'm like, how do they look hot as fuck? And mine literally looks like a merkin.
And didn't it rain? It could have gone all soggy. Oh,
it would have been left on the red carpet. So I was like, just cut a real one. And then I woke up the next day. Actually, note to self, I don't like clipping hair extensions.
Okay.
Because the last two times that I've worn them on a red carpet and I did it on this morning, I just look so odd.
So avoid.
But yeah, it all comes together with, and I love that whole element of creating a look. I feel like over in America, they get to do it amplified on steroids, don't they?
They have here, so fun, the Met Gala.
Oh my goodness, it's just insane. So yeah, I love that element of getting the makeup artist and the stylist and the hairdresser to like all come together and to create almost like a character.
You are good at characters.
Yes.
Our fittings are interesting.
Yes, they made great TV.
They really would. I wish we could film a whole series of Fern becomes the outfit. So if there's a terrible outfit that sometimes I do pull out, you will be like, who do you become? I can't even think.
No, do you know what it is, right? Because I'm just trying to think, not everyone has fittings on a regular.
No.
But if you're going to a shopping centre.
Yes.
And you are trying on clothes for an outfit, or I'm sure lots of people do this for their wedding fittings or what have you.
Or even an ASOS order when you're trying it all on, or do you not think the same? Maybe.
But go with hair and makeup.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Yes.
Because I look positively nuts. When we're doing our fittings, like I just look so odd in some of the looks, and I just, yeah, would just turn into like a librarian or whatever fits the
brief.
It's so much fun.
But that's what I do think about you. You have fun with fashion.
Yes.
And it's not your main thing.
No, I don't think I'm even known for it at all.
No, I think you are.
Which is a real damn shame.
With them shoulder pads.
Yeah. It's a real damn show. I've never been this like fashion influencer, and every time I've ever tried, I'm like, oh, I can't be asked. And you're like, can you please get an outfit picture? And I'm like, yeah, I did get one in this.
Oh,
I feel
please.
Like this setting would be even better. But yeah, I mean, it's a full-time job if you want to be a fashion influencer, isn't it?
I think this, and I always say this to people, when they look at the likes of these amazing influencers and they see these outfits, like Tamara, the girl, I don't know where she lives, but she's like an American influencer. Mm. And people say, I want to look like that. But she has just put that outfit on to go and take a photo. And yes. Then she's getting on with it. Do you remember when we was trying to do those looks and you was doing like the school run?
Yeah, but 10 minutes after. I love, in terms of like outfits, because actually I saved something and this morning, and I noticed that you'd liked it as well. And it was this influencer with like boxy leather jackets and then like sort of shorts and tights and a little boot. And I love that. When something is interesting and structured. Yes. Like I love when something is just like super structured, but you're drawn to it because it's different, or there's layers, or there's a contrast in textures and like gorgeous rich colours. I think that's what I'm more drawn to now. And more modest, actually. I think the evolution with my fashion, I used to love like exposing more skin, whereas now I'm like to be more
covered,
sophisticated.
Oh, she's a sophisticated hun. What piece of advice, fashion advice, would you give your younger self?
Oh Gosh. I think this happens with everything in life. As you get older, fear gets in the way. When actually, if you throw it back to when you were younger, you took more risks and you were probably more in touch with who you wanted to be and how you wanted to, you know, just express yourself. And with fashion, like I know I said about in sixth form, but I was more edgy then and it was like cooler and actually more interesting, regardless if you get it wrong. I mean, you look back at old pictures, you're like, that doesn't look great. But in the moment, you felt really good. And I think that gets suppressed as you get older. So I think like just hold on to that
confidence.
Yeah, that sentiment of just like expressing yourself and don't be afraid to get it wrong.
That's so true. Because if I think back at when I would wear these quirky, crazy outfits, I felt amazing. No one probably thought I looked good, but I felt good.
I thought you looked good.
That's how we met.
I remember following you on Instagram way back when and thinking she's so cool and quirky.
I was very quirky, but you was in your quirky era. So maybe that's why we met.
We need to do another episode. Quirky edition.
Yeah. Let's get your quirk on.
I love it.
We do need to bring that back. But I think let's talk some iconic looks.
Yes.
So we pulled up some of our faves.
This could be dangerous.
And we're just going to have a little chat through some of them.
Let's do it. Oh, wow. I mean, looking at this just brings back so many fond memories and just the excitement and the anticipation, because I didn't know I was going in the jungle until 2 weeks before. I was a replacement. We won't go there.
Perfect replacement.
Yes. But what I love about this, not necessarily this particular outfit, was I fashioned up my jungle attire. So you get a limited amount of clothes. I remember losing hairbands and they was like, no, sorry. Like they don't replenish it or anything like that. So you have a small amount of clothes and a lot of the time, unless you get pulled out for a trial, you're not doing an awful lot. So it really is that camaraderie and those conversations around the campfire and da-da-da-da and improvisation and et cetera, that really make your time fun. And I just remember fashioning up my jungle attire and I had like, imagine like a spaghetti strap vest. And it was stretchy, navy, and I pulled that down into like a little tight mini skirt. But then I had also another vest, so it looked like a dress. And then to mask the seam between the two, I had a burgundy, which I mean, that colour is still so on trend. Burgundy belt, which you could adjust, you know, the width of it. So it sat perfectly. And it was really long, the end of it. So I trimmed it. Couldn't tell you how. I must have done it with a knife. I trimmed it and tied that as like a tight choker so it matched the belt. And then the bandana I ripped and tied round my hair. And then I had cute little burgundy socks poking out. And it was just such a vibe.
That's why I wanted to bring up I'm a Celeb. Because when you say you wouldn't be known for fashion, you're the only person I've ever seen to create looks in the jungle.
Yes. We got separated into different teams and I was with, I think it was Chris Eubank Senior. He's an interesting character. And some footballer. Can't remember his name. 10 years ago, okay? But he was nice. And we was the yellow team and had yellow T-shirts. And then that task ended. But then we had all of these like different colour T-shirts that you couldn't wear anymore. And I stripped them. I should have gone to art college.
You should.
Should have done my art foundation. With your earpiece. Shouldn't I? Damn, where would I have been now? And I stripped them and I made like rags, these bright coloured rags, and I plaited them into my hair.
This is so creative. I'm impressed.
I didn't get an A in A-level art for nothing.
You put it to use.
I did. And it was, just brilliant times. And actually, you're right. It's, I think that actually, why are they not getting creative?
Yeah.
Because no one said you couldn't, because you still had on the back of your vest, like your name and your number and everything like that.
Was you, with your school uniform, was you a bit creative?
It was a uniform within my uniform. I had a tank top. Is that right? Tank
top.
Like a granddad.
Yeah, sweater vest.
Yeah, sweater vest. Always short sleeve, which is, kind of looks a bit odd. Like, really, I should have gotten sleeves and pushed up. Nice tight grey skirt. Yeah.
Very chic.
Very chic. Preppy. Classic. Always had that tank knitted granddad vest.
Nice. Next one.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I don't know when this was.
Just so mumsy. So frumpy.
And before being a mum.
Yeah. I mean, I look about 15 years older than what I am now. Don't you think? So no, do you know what it is? I again look back and think, oh, I was so buzzing to be going to this premiere. And I look back and I think, how sweet. Like, it was brilliant moments for me. But I wouldn't dream, and you know this, do you know what I'm going to say?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Say it.
That arm.
Wouldn't dream of wearing that arm, because my arms, and people are going to be like, whatever. It's all relative and personal, okay? But I feel like my arms, I store quite a lot of fat in my arms. And they resemble pieces of jamon, you know, like the Spanish large pit, which is actually really quite like
tasty.
It's quite expensive and tasty. So tender, but no, that cut of my which just completely exposes my arms is not the one. But look, I mean, it's not awful.
No, I think it's inoffensive. It's a long navy gown. I like the pop of pink with the bag.
Yeah, that yes,
and then a sparkly heel.
The hair was very curly.
Yeah, you've had some fun hairstyles in your past. You've gone through a lot of hairstyles.
Yes, and I will continue to forever. hence the fringe.
Yeah, forever.
It's your everyday accessory.
Very true. The thing with you is you can style your hair. When I had a fringe, it was awful.
Did you have a fringe?
Yeah, I was in my edgy stage. And it was very not edgy because it just was like...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't style it.
Right, okay. Oh, 10 out of 10.
This one was good.
10 out of 10. Just so polished. This was for the NTAs, and I look back and think, yeah, we nailed it. It was something so different, and I think to have that, it's like that tooling on the bottom in that bright pink. It was bold, but it was just so gorgeous. I mean, this is something that you'd see at the Oscars.
You would.
Like, it is so gorgeous. And who was it by? I can't even remember now.
Isabella Christensen. And we went to their showroom. Yes. And we had such a performance there. Oh, and then you tried on wedding dresses. That would have been the time.
Yeah, still not married. yes, gorgeous. And I just feel like I think on a red carpet, hair up looks amazing on me. Hair down, it just sort of looks... like, it's just polished and tidy, and I think it's such a beautiful look.
And the silhouette, just so stunning. And you can tell when, I just love watching you on a carpet. You know how to pose. Some people just stand, whereas you know how to work the dress.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, so there were just a few iconic looks.
Loved the choices.
No, I felt like we had to get in some red carpet and early on stages, but very fun. Is there an outfit you look back on and think, what the hell was I doing? Was it the Sugar Heart look?
I've had a few shockers. I think on Taui, I once wore this like really ill-fitting, oh gosh, no, once... There was this party and I was really excited about it because I was hosting it.
Okay.
And it was my first series and I was dating, he was my boyfriend, Charlie Sims at the time. And it was like this black and gold themed party because I loved that song. And I was so excited to be hosting it. And I remember going to this random street in London with like, hundreds of ball gowns, and I picked it up on the cell because I didn't have like disposable cash or was to spend on these outfits or money to buy to look good. Like I was a hairdresser, and I knew that I wanted something new because I was hosting it and da, 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 da. And I had this terrible, I mean, I feel like it was someone's prom dress that they didn't want anymore. They returned and it was like on the sale. It was awful. Gold is not my colour at all.
No, you always say that. No. You prefer a silver.
Oh, I think certain colours can really age you.
Definitely.
And I was probably about 23 at the time and I looked about 43.
Just from wearing a bit of gold.
I know. I'm closer to 40 now. Can you believe
that? That's crazy. That's scary. But fun.
Right, moving on.
I think for me, I remember one of the first times we got you for an event and none of the dresses arrived and you then had to wear my blue and yellow and you was presenting. Do you remember? The BAFTAs.
Oh, yes.
Somehow you was on best dress. And I was like, who said this?
Yes, I remember that day now. I completely forgot about that. And I actually think that then played a ripple effect into how I was on the red carpet because I was interviewing people, celebrities at the BAFTAs for This Morning, on behalf of This Morning, and I kept fluffing up my lines. And then there was a story in the press the next day that I was getting frustrated, and I was, you know, I really was. And I think that I'm not saying that was the outfit, but that was the start of the
downfall. Exactly.
And I think when you step out your front door, wherever you're going, whether it's to work or to an event or to a friend's wedding or whatever it is, and you feel good, whatever you feel good in, it plays a massive part to your mood.
I agree. And I think people forget how important your clothes are.
Yeah, sure. So even if you've got a jacket that is you've had for years, like they're some of my favourite pieces.
Oh, we know in your wardrobe.
Yes. But I still love to wear and I'm like, but it looks so great.
I think now what's changed as well is when would we ever just on the day decide on a dress for such a big moment? So we've definitely learned from it. Now we have weeks of prep. I'll be texting you in August. No, maybe July, ready for NTAs or Pride of Britain.
Yeah, but then sometimes I think, what is it all for?
I know, it's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I sort of admire that moment where we were just more spontaneous and it was like, just chuck this on and just go with it.
Just go with it.
But now there's like so much prep and I'm like, does anyone actually really care?
I always think that. And I think, what are we doing this all for? But then I feel good when I put on a nice outfit. I feel good when I put you in a nice outfit.
Yes.
So maybe that's what it's for.
Because who are we dressing for? I think ultimately we have to dress for ourselves. Going back to that, how it affects how we move, how we feel, how we show up as our best. But there's like so many blurred lines with now social media and everything that you're like, who is this actually for? Or like, you know, people around us, ultimately, you need to feel good.
So true. And is there anything you'll be keeping in your wardrobe for Sunday and Fincy? I feel like Sunday's becoming a bit of a fashionista.
Yeah, she has always had like a clear, distinctive style. And now I just feel like she's just really getting it now. And like she's got we're really enjoying Uniqlo. She's got like these little, almost like Clueless style sort of rah-rah skirts. Yeah. And then she'll wear like an oversized t-shirt over the top or like an oversized jumper with like a little bit of a t-shirt. Just cool. She is in her trainer era now, like with a little sock pushed down, just really loving it. And it's fun to see her individuality blossom. But anything that I'm keeping, well, I mean, yes, I did buy a Chanel bag. So I'll be keeping that.
Yes, definitely.
Although lots of my bags just get flung about with the girls dressing up in tottering in heels, Fenty included, big pair of sunglasses. And I'm like, not the Chanel.
Anything but the Chanel.
But yeah, I think all the designer-y bits
are lovely to keep.
Yes, exactly.
And I think you're good at that because you actually don't shop excessively at all. And no. Sometimes I have to tell you to treat yourself.
Yeah, I can't be bothered. It takes up too much of my, I'm here for shopping for ingredients.
Yeah.
And food on Ocado every day, but not. But look, I think that I find it stressful. When I have to, I'll do it and I'll pick some nice bits.
You do. The YSL boots recently were a brilliant buy.
Yes.
The brown suede ones. And they're a classic you're going to have forever.
Yes, that's such a good point. And I found them.
You did, and you treated yourself.
Yes, it's quite rare, actually.
Because normally if I say treat yourself, you get a chopping board or something, a lovely gold.
Yes, yeah, so true.
So you've been so open about your relationship with your body and mental health. Mm. So how's your confidence changed in recent years?
But I think body confidence is such a big thing, particularly being in the public eye and back in the day where the gossip mags were just so rife and it was all about, you know, your weight and how you looked and being on a show like TOWIE and, you know, girls were amplifying assets and all of the trends and all of that. And I've definitely had my journey with body confidence, but ultimately I have now landed at a place where I'm body content. And then I think that when you tune into being content in yourself, body confidence comes in hand. But yeah, mental health, and like I think ultimately when you can like really connect with who you are and how you want to show up and surrounding yourself with good people and just feeling very grounded, which is a place where I'm at now, you feel good in yourself. You know, when stuff is happening around you in your life or what have you, you feel crap, don't you? You look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I'm ugly, or I'm this, I'm that. But when you're just grounded and, you know, I do various different practices to take care of my mental health, I feel confident in myself.
And how would you recommend to women who maybe don't feel in a good place?
Well, I think it's taking care of yourself and prioritizing the body that you live in. And I get that, especially if you're a mum, we don't prioritize ourselves because we're looking after little tiny humans and you have to think about this and that, and that often we just get left to the bottom of the pile and we neglect ourselves. But taking care of yourself, I am a big believer in, I know this is like so boring and blah, but like diet, nutrition and fitness during the week, I'm really good. Everything's home cooked. I'm mindful about what I eat. But then at the weekends, like, oh, we love to indulge, don't we? But I would really recommend like moving your body, doing some sort of movement to like get rid of that stagnant energy and just to connect with your body. I don't think we give our bodies enough gratitude to what they actually do. And it's that positive mental attitude. Don't pick yourself apart. Really just celebrate the parts that you love about yourself, because we're so programmed and conditioned to just go, oh, I look fat, oh, I look too sort of, you know, I've got no body shape, or I don't look good in this, or that's not my color, when actually it's like really just, again, it goes back to like your uniform, like wearing stuff that makes you feel good. So I think being kind to yourself, but also just like connecting with your true self.
You're very good at that, because if any of us in our friendship group put ourselves down, you're really positive and come back with a, well, don't say that. No, you're not. Or you're doing amazing. You're very positive minded.
Yeah, because you can spiral, can't you?
Yeah.
And we normally do this when stuff isn't going well. We then attack ourselves, and it's so detrimental to our mental health, to our how we feel about ourselves. Ultimately, body confidence comes from having a relationship with yourself. It's how you feel about yourself. So finding ways to like really connect and learning to love yourself. So that's why I think, look, we're never going to be 100% happy. Right now, yeah, gosh, like I look back and I'm like, I was way much fitter, more toned even a year ago. And I'm like, the jam on arms are taking over what I see in the mirror. you know, look, I use humor. But I think right now I'm like, gosh, you know, I feel like with everything that I've got going on in my life, we're all busy individuals, but with everything, I'm like, I feel like I look bloody good.
You do look bloody good.
I've still got cellulite. I've still got, and comparison, you know, you're comparing yourself. I had to be like, fans, stop it. Because I'm looking at the likes of like Maura Higgins. And I'm like, she just looks phenom. And like people, other people in the public eye. And I'm like, we cannot compare. You know, she's absolutely stunning girl, but we're entirely different body shapes.
Exactly.
Entirely different lifestyle.
I was going to say, like, different lifestyles, just complete different journeys.
Yeah. Look, I use her as an example, but it's comparing yourself to others is absolutely no point. Building the relationship with yourself and showing up for yourself, going back to, you know, neglecting and putting ourselves to the bottom of the pile, I would hands down recommend prioritizing yourself at least like once a day. Can you get 10,000 steps in? I mean, you have to go on a walk. This whole 10K step phenomenon way back when is just so unachievable. I'm like, you've got to go on a dog walk or walk down to the station.
You've got to have a dog.
You've got to,
so get a dog.
Yeah, but do something beneficial for your body, because you're going to feel good, and in turn that confidence will just grow.
Yeah, and getting up, getting ready and just going out for the day, not just staying in. Fashion, this or that. You ready
Love
for this?
Love this sort of thing. I think
We've heard some of yours before that went horribly wrong.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, the whole...
boyfriend or bag... What was it? Boyfriend or baggy?
No. Boyfriend. No, boyfriend or... What was
boyfriend or no?
What was it? Yeah, I mean we'll have to Google it.
Yeah, that's
no,
so
what
fun.
Was oh, no right? Yeah, yeah, no boyfriend. Yes, I thought she was saying, but it doesn't work unless we know the other word. But yes, this could go terribly wrong.
Heels or trainers?
Heels.
Bodycon or oversized?
I'm gonna go oversized.
Statement earrings or layered necklaces?
Layered necklaces. I'm so over statement earrings. You've got me some rascal ones in the past. Lobsters.
Oh, we had lobsters.
Fish.
You like your necklaces.
Coral. There was like an underwater theme at one point. I do like a necklace.
Yeah, you're good with your necklaces. Mm. Bold prints or neutrals?
I feel like I'm going to contradict myself to what I was saying earlier, but I'm going to go with neutrals.
Glam night out or cozy loungewear?
Both.
I think you are both.
Like, you can't pick.
No, you can't.
You just can't pick.
High street or designer?
High street. I think I'm such a high street girlie.
You are a high street.
But I'm talking high street shops. Like, I love a Zara. I love a H&M.
Yeah.
And love a Uniqlo now.
She's a Uniqlo.
And hun. Marks and Sparks.
Yes, we do like M&S now.
They're having their moment.
Blow dry or slick bun?
Slick bun.
Okay, now let's play a game of fashion red flags and green flags.
Okay.
Like socks this. With heels.
I mean, I would look like it. You know, Elle, it would be one of them. That because it's trendy and because everyone is doing it and all the influencers, that if they walked out in real life, I mean, I get it, like it works, but it wouldn't, I would look positively ridiculous.
It wouldn't, it's funny, isn't it, how it wouldn't suit certain people.
I would look ridiculous.
No, I don't think it would suit you.
You know I would.
No, I know. I used to wear it when I was in my edgy era.
No, I think it would work on you.
But I used to do it years and years ago, and like all the boys in the era would say I had webbed feet. Because it wasn't cool.
That's a cool memory.
I know, and it's triggered me. I'm really conscious of my toes now.
And she's never worn socks with heels since. But no, obviously, like, tell us about your web feet. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not. It's fine. And I did know someone who had web toes and they were lovely. There was only two. Next one.
Dressing head to toe in designer logos.
Oh, ick.
I think some of your exes have done that. So don't, it's got to be a red flag.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm picking what I'm... Right, no. Right, red flag. And I'm just thinking of...
She's traumatised. Exes. Logo mania.
Ugh.
Ugg boots outside of winter.
Absolutely. Oh, what?
Green flag?
Okay, sorry. I'm
She's
like...
She's not getting the
I'm
game.
I'm not getting that. You need the...
Yeah, we need...
sorry. I'm like, yes. Okay, Uggs outside of winter. Green flag.
It's green flag for me.
Especially on a school run.
I know the answer to this one. Crocs.
Green. Green couldn't be more green. And listen, the grass is greener on the other side. Do you like what I did there?
I love what you've
done there.
Because
if you're sitting on the fence, you're like, oh no, or you're like a croc skeptic or a croc hater, like, try them.
Your family are a croc family. They are all at the door. Doesn't even Carly have a pair?
And my cleaner, Caroline. But we all
the
have...
The PA really... and the cleaner have personal Thermacan Crocs.
No, they're just like, it become a thing. And then like, and then I actually bought them for an ex, didn't I? When Laurie moved in.
Did you have to get rid of the Crocs?
They were about this big. I can't. I had to. That was, yeah, look, love them. They are so useful from gardening to school run.
But even the way you'll go to Sunday, babe, your Crocs. It's not even your shoes.
It's our go. No, hang on a minute, right? They look great on kids.
I love them.
On kids. My girls love them. To the point where it comes to September and Sunday's had like however many weeks in Crocs or barefoot. And she's like, my shoes, what's inside? I'm like, can we fashion something here where we've got a school Croc?
We need a winter Croc.
They're like, they're functional.
They are.
They're functional.
Do they're comfy. Are you,
green flag?
I think green flag.
Guys, green flag? Not sure. Yes. Like it. Okay. Do you know what? I recently done a show with someone and it was sort of kind of similar to this where we were sat on a sofa and he had Crocs on and he was really trendy, really gorgeous Scottish guy who is an architect and he looked really cool and the producer was like, sorry, mate, have you got any other shoes? And he went, no.
He rocked the Croc.
I've got my Crocs on and nothing. And I was like, I rate that. I'm so here for your boundaries with the Crocs. Like, that is absolutely epic. I was like, rate it.
Me and you are going to get along. Come round. I've got some spares. You can have my exes. What God, size are you?
They were like boats, weren't they? They were like mini sort of. Oh, what a shocker.
Tiny sunglasses.
Yeah. What?
Green flag or red flag?
Sorry, we're running out of time. I'm savouring every moment. God, if we make this last a little bit longer, my mum will have to do the school run. I'm enjoying myself.
That's a green flag.
Well, hang on a minute. What? How tiny are we talking?
Like the little...
I like them.
They suit you.
Green flag.
I've got a too round face for the small ones.
Yeah, actually. Never seen you in
Doesn't
them.
Doesn't work. Sarah looks good in the small
ones. Yeah, no, you look good in a sort of like, you're giving me Daisy Jones and the Six.
Bigger.
Great fashion.
Brilliant
fashion.
I
had to voice note you about that. That's what I like, actually. Sorry, I know we're coming away from the game. Is I love, and I think I actually, because I say, you know, I don't like shopping and all of that, but I really love, and we speak about this a lot, is fashion in production.
I agree.
And how incredible, you know, if you think about the Devil's Wear Prada movie coming out and how, like, how even like what's that film with Jennifer Lopez and she's the exotic dancer in it and she wears the bandage dress and it was like how do you replicate that era of like the early 2000s and you do it through fashion I find it so brilliant. I love that. Even doing a show like Dancing on Ice, I was always in the fashion room because I loved just that how it comes together and the theme behind it. So yeah, Daisy Jones and the Six was like a brilliant fashion reference, and I loved it.
You're so true, because if you think of any era, the first place you think like can see that and visualize that is through the fashion.
It's through the culture, it's through the fashion, the music, and how that, it's the feeling. But yes, we digress. You look great in the 70s style glasses.
Okay, maybe I need a pair. Turning up overdressed.
Green flag, because I feel like I've always looked overdressed everywhere I go. And I'm like, oh, am I going to be too overdressed? And then you arrive and then you're absolutely fine. But I feel like, why not? You know, I went for a stage quite recently where I'm like, oh, I think this just mirrored where I was at in my life, where I was like, oh no, I don't want to like make a statement, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, let's just go for it. Like even with this morning and styling the dates that I've got with them, I'm like, I want to feel glam.
I think so. Why shouldn't you overdress?
I mean, I saw a girl on the sofa the other day in full on sequin gown.
Stunning.
She was presenting like this, chatting about the soaps. And I was like, babe, I'm so here for you to do like glam up, especially again, as a mum, like people might think that I get the chance to do it quite frequently. I don't.
Nine times out of ten,
I am in tracksuits and gym gear. Like, yeah, my, you know, leggings and gym stuff. So I love it. Like, just go for it. Green flag.
Better to be overdressed than underdressed, I think.
So true.
Big shoulder pads.
Green flag.
Green flag. Massive green
flag. Yeah, green flag.
Double denim.
Green flag. I like it.
Very chic. When I think last year you wore a lovely denim, double denim look.
Yes.
With a little bandana around the neck.
Here for it. Again, sort of, it feels quite 70s again.
It does.
Am I in the right era?
You need to go back to the 70s.
Yes. You know, like, I love Suki Waterhouse. I know she was in Daisy Jones and the Six, but even how she styles herself is that sort of like boho, what's the band? Fleetwood Mac is giving double denim. I'm here for it.
I think maybe we tap into that a bit more with you then.
Let's do it. I thought that it was going to happen today. Okay.
So we've got some followers' questions coming through. What's one staple every woman needs in her wardrobe?
I think a really gorgeous pair of courts.
Yes.
They look amazing on everyone. And I just feel like they really polish off the look. And despite how your feet might look and feel, they just make everything so streamlined and sexy.
So true.
And whether it's with a jean.
Exactly.
Or if you want to do like more of a casual lunch, but you still want, or if you're going for an interview, or if you're going on a date, or if you need to feel slightly dressy, but you're wearing jeans. Like they just are. And investing in a good pair.
So true. And you said to me the other day, I need them in every colour.
Every colour.
I do love a cool. How do you dress confidently on days when you don't feel it?
Wear gym gear.
You are that girl, aren't you?
I'm that girl. Like, do you remember back in the day there was like this, it was like a spoof where it's like
interactive wear.
Yeah, that's me. And I get it, because everything feels great in your active wear. So yeah, like when you're feeling crap, like something that's high waisted, not that's going to dig into the love handles. And yeah, gym gear, just a really great. And buy it frequently. Like, yes. I'm not encouraging people to spend more money, but like update your, because I bought a new set recently and I just felt so good. And I rocked up to the school run. I was like, yes, I'm wearing new jeans. You know?
She got new active.
And I was like, I was like lifting heavier. I was like,
who's going to say lifting the car, boo, at the school run?
Pop. No, I was in the gym. I am that person that goes to the gym, to the school run my errands, do all my you know, social, but whatever I'm doing, in my gym gear. Love it. And if you're feeling crap, you just feel so
best cinched. Place for gym gear.
I do like Adenola.
It is good. The fit is great. The colours.
And like, I'm going to say something that's controversial. You know, like Lululemon, and what's the other one? Sweaty Betty.
Yeah.
The fit on me is I don't like a really tight, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't bend down. And it's really tight and makes me feel uncomfortable. I like a stretch, a high waist. So yeah.
Adenola. Check out Adenola.
I do like Skims as well.
Skims. Not good.
I haven't tried their gym gear because I noticed that their waist would sit right in my love handle. So it wouldn't be the one. But because I like a big band.
I like the band.
Sort of covers the mum tum.
I don't have that excuse.
No, but I love her, you know, her bodies and all
yes,
of that.
Yes, it's all very good. If you could raid any celebrity's wardrobe for a day, who would it be and why?
Wow, that's such a great question. Let's go with Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, yes. Just because she's, yeah, for all the reasons we mentioned earlier, she just has got beautiful pieces that just look so stylish.
I think it would make dressing easy because she's got all the staples probably in every colour.
And the budget.
Know. Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind the budget. What is one fashion rule that you think is total nonsense?
Do you know, when people say don't wear black and navy...
Yeah, I love that.
Because I feel like it's such a nice, I know that they're like deep colours, but actually I feel like they complement each other really well. And also, I don't know if people say this.
Okay.
When people say don't wear black and brown.
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
So here for it.
Yeah.
Also, what if you're wearing a black pair of jeans and you're then wanting to wear a brown roll neck?
Doesn't make sense.
Claudia Winkleman's doing it.
She is.
And she's having her moment.
She's having a big fashion
moment. If Claudia's doing it, then yeah.
You actually said that to me the other day. This outfit's giving traitors.
She has been like a style reference recently. I wouldn't quite say that she is my style, but I like what she's doing. I like the individuality, the sort of blends of the knits and the layering with a roll neck or a shirt with a granddad tank and the different, you know, we love it when there's like different dimensions of an outfit.
I think what she's doing really well is her outfits all have the same story and same theme, but then they're totally different. One day she's in jeans and a welly, next day a Burberry skirt.
Mm.
And I think that's your style.
I just really admire that she is just distinctive to her own style.
Agree. I've had so much fun talking
so
to you.
So much fun.
Especially you being in my wardrobe.
Yes.
Very different.
Very. It's very stylish. Very tidy.
No, it's not my usual chaos.
Yeah. Do you want to admit what you really like?
This is not my usual, but anyway.
Ellis is very messy.
Very messy.
It takes a messy person to know one because so am I.
Yes, we're both messy. But I've loved chatting about body confidence and I know you've just got your recent podcast, so definitely should check that out. Every Cloud,
yes. Much more about mental health and healing journey, so take a listen.
Thank you so much.
Darling.
What a chat. The jungle fashion, the questionable outfit choices, and of course the Crocs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review as it really helps. And if you want to see the outfits we discussed, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. This production is brought to you by Purposely Different Productions.